In June of 2021, state lawmakers and then Governor Andrew Cuomo approved legislation designed to curb the proliferation of illegally possessed firearms by expressly permitting lawsuits of gun manufacturers and distributors in cases where their policies may have contributed to a public nuisance, such as a shooting death. The new law was embraced by gun control advocates, who argued it was an important arrow in a quiver that had been running low on resources. Opponents have contended it was a superfluous government overreach, and in December of 2021, a legal challenge was filed in federal court to block the implementation of the law. To discuss the ins and outs of this case, we're joined once again by Rob Rosbrough, author of the New York Appeals blog, which you can find at nysappeals.com, and a litigation partner with Whiteman, Osterman, and Hanna. Welcome back to the show, Rob.
Thanks for having me back, David. I appreciate it.
So before we talk about the recent lawsuit, I want to talk about the law that was adopted in June, which was billed by its proponents as closing a loophole and thus ensuring that gun manufacturers and distributors could be liable for how their weapons are used. But, you know, this is America, Rob, where we are litigious by nature, and you can pretty much sue anybody for any reason, and that's especially true in New York. So what was stopping someone from suing gun companies before the adoption of this law?
Well, what was stopping them was prior court decisions. For example, in 2000, the New York Attorney General sued a number of gun manufacturers and sellers of handguns, arguing that, you know, their manufacture and distribution of handguns and other weapons in New York were contributing to a public nuisance. That challenge, however, was dismissed. The courts in New York said that there was no cause of action that could be brought under because these were the lawful manufacturer of guns in a highly regulated industry. And so there just was no way for the New York Attorney General to bring that kind of suit. So that's what this law was designed to remedy, to bring the ability back for, you know, the New York Attorney General and Corp Counsel of the City of New York to bring these types of public nuisance suits against gun manufacturers and the gun industry in general to, you know, try to curb some of the gun violence problems that we've been having in New York.
So does the law then address or supersede those previous court rulings, or is your reading of it that this law doesn't really serve as a game changer?
Well, what the new law in New York is designed to do is to fall within an exception that to what's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that was passed by Congress to sort of settle the dispute about whether the gun industry should be able to be held liable for you know, contributing to a public nuisance. You know, in that congressional act, Congress said that, you know, they typically do not want the gun industry, that, you know, manufacturers weapons in a highly regulated fashion to be liable when third parties misuse the weapons for criminal purposes. What this act then does is try to fall within one of the exceptions to that federal act called the predicate exception. And what it means was if a gun manufacturer were to, you know, manufacture or sell a gun in violation of a federal or state statute, of which there's about three that would apply, then in that limited case, suits could be brought. And that's what this New York law is trying to do, is to fall within that predicate exception to the federal act that would permit liability in these type of instances.
So in December, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, along with firearm manufacturers, distributors, and retailers, filed a lawsuit arguing in federal court that the new law is unconstitutional. What is the constitutional failing or failings of this law, according to the legal challenge?
Well, there are three different grounds on which they say New York's new law is unconstitutional. The first is obviously preemption under the Supremacy Clause. They say that the PLCAA, the congressional act that tried to, you know, exempt the gun industry from civil liability like this, was meant to do that, to actually exempt the industry from that. And New York's law is trying to thwart that purpose. So they argue that it's preempted under the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution. They also argue that it violates the Dormant Commerce Clause, which is, you know, Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce. And what this law does is it discriminates against interstate commerce in favor of intrastate commerce. So, for example, if a gun was solely manufactured, sold, and never left the bounds of New York, this new act wouldn't apply and there would be no liability. It only applies to manufacturers of guns that occur outside of New York and then are brought into the New York market. So that, they say, is a violation of the Commerce Clause. And finally, they argue that the law is so vague that no reasonable person can really understand what it prohibits, because there's a number of things like it prohibits contributing to a public nuisance. Well, what does that mean? The plaintiffs argue no reasonable person can tell, and so it's too vague to be enforced.
So I'm not aware of any lawsuits, at least at this point, that have been filed under the state law. So does that mean this challenge is a preemptive measure? And if that's the case, do the plaintiffs in this case have standing? Will a judge hear them out and potentially let them throw out this law before it's even been utilized?
That's going to certainly be a question that will have to be litigated in the federal court here in the Northern District of New York. You know, there are grounds where plaintiffs can bring what's called pre-enforcement review challenges. When you're challenging the law as unconstitutional and on its face, there's a doctrine that says you can bring that challenge before it's used to actually harm you, if you have a credible threat that it could be, you could have the law enforced against you. But that, it's a particular legal doctrine that requires a showing that will have to be evaluated by the federal judge. And I assume when the state, puts in its papers opposing the motion for a preliminary injunction that was brought here, and that will happen later this month, they will certainly argue that, this law hasn't been enforced yet, so there's no reason for the court to determine its constitutionality.
Proponents of the law argue that it was written very carefully in order to comply with the federal liability protections we mentioned earlier, which allows for lawsuits when a gun manufacturer, I guess, knowingly takes steps that violate a state law, in this case, New York's public nuisance statutes. Is the legality as black and white as proponents would have us believe, or do you think it's much more murkier than that?
I think it's much murkier than that. This is a close question because of how comprehensive the federal act that prohibits, civil liability for gun manufacturers is. The purpose of the act that Congress enacted was specifically to deal with the problem of, state attorneys general trying to bring public nuisance suits against the gun industry. And, this New York law seems to try to revive the same thing that Congress was intending to prohibit. So, although, trying to bring that arrow back into the quiver of the New York law enforcement officials, to try to reduce gun violence is certainly a laudable purpose. It's not necessarily going to be the case that it's found to be a constitutional one.
Well, on that great callback to my earlier reference, we're going to leave it. We've been speaking with Rob Rosbro. He is the author of the New York Appeals blog, which you can find at nysappeals.com. And he's a litigation partner with Whiteman, Osterman & Hanna. Rob, thank you so much for making the time and for tying us all together like that.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.